This weekend, Cape Town hosts the fourth organization of Islamic cooperation. It's IRSICA, its cultural branch, and OCAF South African International Conference. It's the fourth one at the Kirstenbosch Gardens Conference Center. Starts tomorrow and ends on Sunday. The theme, the representation of the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as depicted in African scholarship and literature. Online is Mikhail Collier, CEO of OCAF South Africa. Mikhail, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, Shafiq. Thank you for having us again.
Yeah, I'm sure you are kind of like feeling a bit exhausted. You've been running around, one of the main guys to organize this conference, but it seems as if things are settling now. And tell us where we stand at the moment.
So, alhamdulillah, the first lot of guests have arrived. We are hosting guests from 40 different paper presenters from around the globe coming into Cape Town over the next 2 or 3 days to conduct this conference and present on a host of topics, particularly focusing on the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's influence on Islamic literature, scholarship in Africa. So we have diverse papers that will be presented in terms of governance models, leadership models, business influences, cultural, poetry, and literature that has been influenced by the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the various scholastic representations across Africa.
And of course, this is quite a groundbreaking conference, and I'm almost ashamed that we have to say groundbreaking, in the sense that finally the penny has dropped, that in Africa we have a very serious prophetic legacy, and it's high time we got stuck into it.
No, most definitely. And I think sometimes we as a community forget the fact that the second place to give refuge to Muslims, and therefore the second community of Muslims, was located in Africa. It even predates Medina, the Medina period, and the rest of the Arabian period when Islam spread. So we are all aware where the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the first migrant or refugee Muslim communities to go and seek refuge in Africa, because there is a king who is just and kind and will look after you, right? And that is the history of Islam in Africa. And the second point that we tend to forget is that close to 65% of Africa is Muslim. So Africa is actually a Muslim continent.
Yeah.
You know, so unfortunately, we need to, through conferences and engagements like this conference that we are putting up, we need to unshackle our minds from the colonial legacy that has perpetuated a narrative that it is only Western hegemony and Western colonialism that brought civilization to Africa. When we look at some of the delegates that's going to be coming from the Sultanate of Sokoto in Nigeria, they were of the most advanced societies in the world pre-colonial period, and they were very active in fighting against the British colonization of the region. And if we put all of these together, it's time for us to reimagine. It's time for us to reignite and relook at what our history was and how we need to move forward.
No, absolutely. And of course, I've had a preview of the conference, a wide range of papers from a wide range of scholars. And of course, I think it's significant just to also make the point that this conference, this is not Mickey Mouse. This is international, underline international. This is a conference that's going to resonate across the world from Cape Town.
Most definitely. So our main partners are the OIC countries, the 57 Muslim countries that form the OIC, the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, and then the Culture, Research and History Department, or a subsidiary body, which is called IRSICA. And they have conferences across the world in various topics, from, you know, scholarly type of discussions to calligraphy to history to so many different aspects that they are promoting the Islamic civilizational heritage that we have, that the world has. And for us to host a conference, and be at the fourth conference, it's very, very significant, because I think Africa, firstly, it's significant, but secondly, also Cape Town and South Africa, the role that we are currently playing in reimagining and shaping a new direction when it comes to human values, when it comes to morals, when it comes to taking very bold and strong positions on social justice issues globally. I think it's very significant that it is once again being hosted here.
And Mikhail, just to close down, I'm leaving the commercial part for the last bit of the interview. How can somebody register for the conference if they want to? I do know that the conference poster has got a barcode on it, so one can just pop one's phone on there. But how can we register and how can we join in the conference?
So registrations can be done via Quicket, and you just type in Quicket OKAFSA. It's AWQAFSA, and you'd be able to go to the link. There is a small fee that is required to be paid. If you cannot afford to pay that consideration, then please contact us and we will give you a complimentary entrance into the conference. So it's open to whoever, public, scholars, the rank and file of our community, our students particularly, so that we can start entrenching this historical legacy and this pride in Islam. So by all means, please, or pop on to Kirstenbosch Gardens and we'll try and facilitate you access into the conference, inshallah.
Inshallah. And of course, the fourth International Conference on Islamic Civilization in South Africa, representation of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as depicted in African Islamic Scholarship and Literature, Kirstenbosch Gardens Conference Center, 12th to the 14th of September. You can register via Quicket and you don't want to miss it. Mikhail Kolya, OKAF CEO, shukran. Thanks for joining us. Everything of the best for the conference.
Inshallah, thank you so much. And we hope to see your listeners and yourself, obviously, at the conference.
Inshallah, ameen.